dude, hey fella over there, you seem to be running something of a running commentary on the gig. Could you just sprinkle a little bit of shut the fuck up on that? I'm so sorry. I've just come all over you. You're not adding value in the way you think, sir. I'm pretty good at reading a room, sir. I don't think you're gonna make it to the end of the show. I want you to prove me wrong. Lights up super quickly. Can we just throw the lights up? Hey man, how are you? I love you too. I know you're excited. It's a later gig, so maybe there's been some day drinking going on. You're almost certainly annoying the people around you. Your poor wife is mortified. No, you don't need to. No. You're not in this. There's a lot of audience interaction. We're going to have a fucking great time. You are, however, going to shut the fuck up. Don't confuse me. You don't need to apologize. You honestly need to say, fuck all. Don't confuse me with Peter Kay. He's a dear friend of mine, and I love him. I love him. When he kicked someone out of a gig, he felt terrible about it. I won't give you a second fucking thought. All right, let's play it down. Let's do some more jokes, then. Did you just shout out again, sir? I don't know how to make this clearer.
Whoa,
man.
I know you're going to ruin my life now, but I don't give a fuck if I acknowledge you.
I'm really pleased you're here, man. I'm really pleased you're here. What's your name, my friend? Oh, sorry?
Jamie,
what you do, Jamie?
I'm a barber.
You're a barber?
Yeah.
Hang on, I'll just explain to this unit. He's not a sheep. He cuts hair. Sorry, but you got a fucking re-re in. And this is, well, I appreciate you coming along, man. That's a long way to come for a show. I hope you, are you staying for the weekend in Bristol?
Staying tonight.
Bristol is a fucking great town, man. Amazing. It's, you know. You've got to go. Don't go to a restaurant you've heard of. Go. Bella Italia, fuck that noise. This place has got a great food scene. It's got a great coffee scene. It's a fucking great place to spend the day. Enjoy, have a look around. It's going to be beautiful. Hey, we're all excited. We've got our first tourist. He's travel agent's a cunt, but he seems like a nice fella.
You're going to come for Sunday roast this Sunday.
Do I want to come for Sunday roast this Sunday? I tell you what, I won't come for a Sunday roast, but I will fuck you while he sits in the cut chair. Do you make a good Sunday roast? Okay, well, here's how I judge a Sunday roast, okay? Let's imagine a world, okay, where you've done chicken. You've done chicken. Are you going to do a Yorkshire pudding with the chicken Sunday roast? It's a fucking princess. I could cry. You're a fucking lucky man. That's a fucking keeper right there. She's off to rethink her life. That's what they called her. And he's gone. Yep. Lights up, out. This is always fun to watch. You you got to do a little bit of fucking off now, sir. What, sorry? You don't think you're going? Oh, let's see what happens now. Motherfucker, you need to leave. Listen, I don't know if you're drunk. I don't know whether you had a bad day and some cocaine, but... No, I wish him well. He came to see me. I appreciate that. I appreciate you coming. Come another time, man. It's okay. Look, let's not give him a hard time. We've all made cunts of ourselves at some point, right? It's not the end of the world. I've got a sore throat. I can't be dealing with this fucking bullshit. We gave him enough fucking chances, didn't we, Jesus? Hi, Jimmy. I have a big crush on the girl in the pink on the front row, but I don't know how to tell her. She thinks we're just work colleagues, but I'm hoping you can change that. Girl in the pink on the front row, is that... Well, you are wearing pink. And you're on the front row. That's your husband. Turns out he's got a crush on you. Have you got a work colleague here? Have I got the right person? I think you may have a secret admirer. You don't mind having a stalker? It's a very positive attitude. I don't mind. They can come and have a sniff round. I don't mind. Sometimes my husband's busy, so, you know, be fine. You're 53 this year. You'll take it. Well, you look fucking good on it, love. You'll be all right. Thank you. What do you do for a living? A finance controller in the railway? Yeah. Right. You work for Network Rail. Fucking marvellous. Finance controller, I believe, is the nice way in the theatre of saying, you got your tickets, please, new tickets. Let's call it what it fucking is.
When did the funny jokes start?
When did the funny jokes start? This fucking guy. Who's there? Who am I talking to? Hey, fatty boom boom. How are you, my friend? What's your name, mate?
Mark.
Like a stain. Little Mark came out and they went, what should we call him? Mark. Why do you want to call him Mark? Because he's going to ruin things. That balcony's nice, isn't it? They've redone the theatre. No, there's a mark on it. What do you do, Mark? You work for a healthcare company? What are you, an example to others? What are you working on currently? Type 3 diabetes? Look at the fucking state of it. It's like someone's drawn a face on a thumb mark. So you work for a healthcare company. What do you do for the healthcare company, Mark? You do training. You train the staff. Okay, good on you. And is this the missus, the mortified woman next to you? What's your name, love? Leona. Hi, Leona. I don't work in health and safety, but Leona, you go on top. All right, love. What's his cock like, Leona? I'm asking for a friend. It's Mark. He hasn't seen it in fucking years. Were those funny jokes, Mark? Happy to help.
How are the kids, Fritz?
How are the kids?
Fritz.
Fritz. How are your kids, Fritz? We'll get this. I don't want your speech impediment to stand in your way. When you were in Deutschland, you had all the kids in the basement. Oh, sorry, how are the kids, Fritz? You're suggesting that I might be Joseph Fritzl. Okay, it's quite a leap of imagination. I know Joseph Fritzl is now out, unbefucking-leavably. But here's the thing about Fritzl. Does he get the credit he deserves? Now, hey, I'm not saying incarcerating your children so that you can fuck them is a good thing. But we also have to consider the miracle of DIY that is building a home under your home without anyone fucking noticing. I can't hang a fucking picture. He doesn't get the credit he deserves.
Yo.
Sorry. Yo. Sorry. Stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is here with his brand new invention. What the fuck is going on here? Hang on, look, we found the bloated corpse of Vin Diesel. I didn't even know he drowned in a river, but look at him. What do you say? You don't need to stand up, but just tell me. A paedophilic puppet from the Thunderbirds is what I look like. Yeah, okay. I don't really get the paedophilia, but I look like the man that fucked you, do I? Can I say happy birthday to your twin? I imagine, so a bit of good news, it's also your birthday. What, sorry? What, sorry?
Can you ask my date if she's alright?
Can I ask your date if she's alright? Because you couldn't get seats together. Where's the date? Who's with the... Who's high? And you're with the twin? Have they ever... Can I... What's your name, love? We're all thinking it. Have they ever double-teamed you? Oh, we'll get this done in half the time. Am I scared of my girlfriend? How do you mean? Am I scared of her? No. What? Why would I be scared of her? What, sorry? Most men are scared of their wives. You need to man up. The fuck are you talking about? Scared? No. I fucking love her. She's great. What, who are you here with? With you? Hello? The fuck did you do to him, bitch? This poor boy is frightened. He's frightened of you. I realise we've already covered domestic abuse, and I know it's only a tiny percentage of cases. But sometimes it's the woman that is the abuser. In a very small amount of cases, it is the woman that abuses the man and makes him scared. And so I want you to know, there is nothing the matter with being gay.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess, buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.